This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning from BuzzFeed News and saw it all over Twitter as well. Apparently, people slice bagels like bread in St. Louis. And honestly, WTF is the headline from BuzzFeed News. So this all started when Alec Krautman, who is a native of St. Louis, introduced his coworkers to the St. Louis secret of ordering bagels bread sliced. He claims it was a hit. So basically, bread sliced bagels, you lay them down flat with the holes facing up and down, and you slice it like a loaf of bread. So you've got thin slices of bagels. Well, that's caused an outrage amongst a lot of people. Well, bread outrage anyway. BuzzFeed tried to do it themselves. It didn't work that well because you actually need a really sharp slicer to do it properly. So some other people were pretty upset, saying things like, and foul language, be warned, "I'm going to lose my fucking mind. This should be a goddamn felony. Why the fuck would you do this? I'm literally furious and I want to call a fucking SWAT team." Some people were offended. "I believe this is a Class A felony in New York City, and if it's not, it should be." And someone else tweeted, "Is this anti-Semitism? Because it sure feels like it." And then other people were going around straight up canceling St. Louis. Someone tweeted, "We regret to inform you that St. Louis is canceled. And sell St. Louis back to France." Now, some people from St. Louis are adamantly defending the practice, which is still the most popular at Panera, which was called the St. Louis Bread Company, as it's known for its founding city. Someone tweeted, "Can confirm no one has ever eaten an entire cinnamon crunch bagel from St. Louis Bread Company or Panera. For you other folk, it must be bread sliced and shared. Justice for bread sliced chocolate chip bagels too. I stand by this tweet." And Panera themselves said they're divided over the issue, tweeting, "Our team is divided over here. Do people slice their bagel bread company style?" So naturally, as a proud bagel eater, this is the author, Jew, New Yorker journalist, I did what I had to do and talked to some people who've worked at Panera in St. Louis. Andrea Lanning, who's 25, explained that Panera locations, they have all have automatic bread slices for this purpose, which she says makes it easy to dip in cream cheese or butter or just snack on smaller bites. Bread sliced was the most popular way to prepare bagels at the bread company. So this is what is causing an outrage in America. You know, it's good. It's fun sometimes to delve into pointless little things that have people outraged. So let's do that today. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. All right. So I asked my wife, "Is this a good idea?" And she said, "Yeah, it sounds like a great idea." I don't really have a strong feeling either way. Now, the person who tweeted the bread style thing brought in two boxes of bagels. Now, I would say if you're going to do that and you're going to introduce your coworkers to bread style, maybe bring in one normal style box and one bread style box so that they can have their choice if they want to actually eat a whole bagel. The other side of me says, if you've worked in an office with a decent percentage of women, you know what happens when you bring in bagels or donuts or whatever else. They don't want a whole bagel or even half of a bagel. So you end up with a quarter of a bagel left in the box. And as a guy, you come back and you go, what is going on here? But basically, they just don't want as much food. So bread slice is actually perfect for that situation. So I'm a little bit torn. I don't care one way or another. If it's free bagel, it's free bagel. The big thing I would say is, you know, don't just spring it on people and go, well, here's a bunch of this and none of what you're used to. Because if you want a full bagel, you're going to walk up to that and go, you've wronged me. I know you thought you were doing good, but you wronged me. Also, sometimes change is hard. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say. To all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention. But they all just move too fast.
thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? Some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door?